There we go. Angel and the Word here on Phoenix FM. Now, I mentioned it earlier on that we've got the sessions going on at the station next door, literally about 200 yards from the studio. A lot of bands are coming in, but there's one band in particular that I was so impressed to find out that we managed to get in the sessions, and it's the one and only Republica. So, hello!
Hello!
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm actually having a chat with you guys. So, obviously, this is a radio thing, so no one can see what you're doing apart from Paul, who's filming it at the moment. we're going to go around the table. Obviously, on the lead singer, we have
Saffron.
Absolutely. And on
Johnny on the guitar,
Tim on the keyboards.
And Connor on the drums.
And Connor on the drums, who's way back there. So, you want to come a bit closer, Connor? You know,
way back
it's a microphone.
Way
it doesn't,
back.
I mean, I know you play drums and you're probably not used to microphones being in your face, but, you know, it's there. It's fine, no problems. Guys, how was your set?
It was really good. It was great. Yeah, we sounded really good.
I heard that. I was looking on the social networks while you were playing, because obviously I'm on air at the moment, and just and they had Rob, who's at the back of the set, he's tweeting pictures of you live on stage.
Thank you, Rob.
And everyone's like retweeting it and that, so it's very good. it's all interactive. We love that sort of thing.
Oh, it's
so
good.
Where have you guys been? It's been a while, let's be honest.
It has, yeah. No, and we've just finished our UK tour with Tenic, actually.
Yes, we were
also playing earlier, and they did a great set. And, we've been all about the place, and we're about to embark on going all over the place. Finland, Norway, Isle of Wight Festival.
Are you doing Isle of Wight Festival?
Yeah, we are.
Oh
no, not Festival.
The big
Isle of Wight Festival.
Oh, that one.
With Stone Roses and Happy Mondays and Blondie.
Better company. Better company. You can't get better than that. Stone Roses. Oh, fantastic. I'm going to come too. Can I come too? Can I just sneak in the corner? okay, now basically you were big in the 90s, Ready to Go, one of my favourite songs ever, and
thank
I
you.
Was so chuffed. I've got it's queued up, we're going to play it because I love it. and yours as well, was it?
It's all of us, it's the best.
Well, it was the song that made you, wasn't it, realistically?
Yeah.
What have you been doing since then, since obviously the good old days?
Yeah, well, all of us have done lots of other projects. Me, myself, I've done a duet with The Cure.
Yes.
It was on their greatest hits album. It's called Just Say Yes. It was a single and video, and I got to gig with them live. I've done work on Jeff Beck album.
Yeah.
I've done a world tour with DJ Carl Cox and sang on his album.
Oh, really?
I wrote and recorded three songs with an artist called Junkie XL, one of which was the number one dance single called Beauty Never Fades.
You've been busy then, haven't you, really?
Yeah, I've done lots of other stuff, but so have all the other guys.
What have the other guys been up to?
We've all been busy.
Tim and I did a kraut rock act called Contramundum, which absolutely set the world on fire. I'm surprised, actually, you haven't heard of it.
I think it's somewhere in the Spotify pile. It might be there somewhere.
No, I don't think it made it that far.
I'm trying to make you feel better. You know,
No, we've all been busy writing and producing.
DJing and remixing.
Yeah. There was actually, a few years back, one of the rail companies that sends me lots of stuff sent a remix of Republica Ready to Go, and I thought, whoa, where did that suddenly come from? And it wasn't a bad little remix either. Yeah. It was pretty good. And I thought, you know what, it's one of those songs, again, it's in an indie anthem status as well, because, you know, I mean, I DJ had a student
night. The funny thing was, is that I remember at the beginning of the 90s thinking, right, at the end of the 90s, I want to have written a song which will be on a compilation of the best songs of the 90s, you know what I mean? And I kind of think that if you were to see a compilation of the 90s, that would be
it. Would be on it.
So
there's no two ways about it.
We did do that. We wrote something which is like one of those.
I mean, one of the nice pioneer things about, I mean, I say, well, I DJ an indie night in Kent for Canterbury University.
Oh,
and
right.
it's for a DJ, for me, I mean, normally I do club music and that a lot, but they said to me, come and do an indie night. And I thought, I don't mind, because I don't mind doing little indie sets in my party sets, because you get a much better reaction from the crowd.
Yeah.
And I do play Republica when I do it, and they do love it, because it's not a song that they have never heard of. It's a song they all know, and they may not know all the words one by one, but they certainly know the choruses and stuff like that. And it, you know, it's good to see it. And the fact that you're back here and you played it live in our very studio is just like incredible, because it was a major anthem of the 90s, I thought, anyway.
Well, it's funny, because when we play it, whatever else we've done, it's like.
Yeah. Would you say it's your defining piece at the moment, or is there sort of last secret project
so
in the back?
Up to this point.
So not bad at all. What's the plan for the future? Obviously, you're going on tour again and stuff like that. So there's a new single in the pipeline, I do believe.
Yeah, there's a single called Christiana Obey, which Phoenix FM, thankfully, all you lovely DJs here have been playing it. Thank you so much. And it's an EP, actually. So we've actually got eight tracks on there.
Yeah.
Four our new songs and four our remixes of Christiane Robé, our friend Tenick, as we said earlier, who's got the session with you guys,
yep.
And who are local boys, and our good friends have done a great mix of it, which I think you've been playing too.
Yes, we do believe that. It's linked into the playlist every now and again.
Thank you so much.
That's
yeah,
right,
and
we're
just writing our album, so we hope to get it out because we're doing all these gigs.
Got some good ones in the pipeline.
Got some good ones in the pipeline.
Yeah, we're thoroughly enthused at the moment.
Good ones stuck in the pipeline.
I think definitely one of the defining records. And do you know what the beauty of that song is? It's timeless. You can play it at any time, any period, any decade, and it still sounds fresh. That is, it's that nice thing about that song. I like it. Drop Dead Gorgeous with the other one, which was kind of, I think, was it your second biggest hit, perhaps?
Yeah, in some countries it was actually bigger than.
I'm having a look on the most reliable website in the world of Wikipedia because it's so reliable. It says you were born on Mars. Is that right? But basically, I was just looking at the chart thinking, oh, actually, they're both as big as each other, to be honest with you. I mean, Ready to Go is great because that guitar riff I was mentioning off the air was just, it's nice and iconic, and obviously the guitarist kind of bigged it up as well, what he would do, I suppose. it says here, according to this, that you also did vocals on the Prodigy's Fuel My Fire.
I did, yeah.
Yeah?
I did, yeah.
I did not know that.
I know the Prodigy from way, way back in the day.
Yeah?
When I was in a band from Southend called Enjoy. I was their live singer in the Acid House days. And Prodigy.
Oh, good to hear that. Enjoy, now it's in the back.
The Prodigy from back in those days. And yeah, so they're mates and,
sang. It really helped, didn't it?
It really did,
Fat of the Land came out.
Just
when we were, that was a good album as well.
It really helped, yeah.
And it was like really kind
coming
of
through, and it was great
us, like,
to do a duet with Keith Miles and Liam Miles.
What was it actually like to work with them, though, Sasha? Because, I mean, obviously, look at them on the videos, and they look like absolute nutters, and you think, what they're like in the studio. They must be either
lovely.
They're wonderful, lovely. And also my friend Neil McClellan, who also helped me do my first early demos when I was signed to Warner. Before Republic, he produced some with Liam, so it's like all a bunch of mates, and it was really helped the Republicans.
Mm. Absolutely, it just says it here. Yes, enjoys hit anthem. I did not know that. Huge song, love
it. Acid
House.
Was it Acid House?
Well,
it was on the border, wasn't
it? Yeah,
borderline on the time.
On the
cusp.
Well, that's where we kind of came
that's
from.
That's where I kind of came like, from, but with an indie heart.
Guitars were a sort of second thought, really.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It also here says that you were on the video for Chesney Hawks. Was that true?
Do you know what? The original video I was.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was.
Do you know what? I
got told there's this thing, do you want to go for it? It's Roger Daltrey from The Who's in it. And I went,
that's the reason of anything, isn't it? Yeah.
No, but I have to say, for a young kid, obviously myself, I was young at the time.
Oh, you're spring chicken.
But for a young kid, I mean, it was great, the first thing, and he's a good little pop songwriter, so I don't have any problem with it at all. I got to meet Roger Daltrey as well, so
absolutely.
I worked with him. I saw Chesney Hawks in a pub in Windsor.
Yeah.
He's doing a few gigs every now and again.
No, this one, he wasn't playing, he was just having a drink.
Yeah? Was he really?
He's old enough now.
That's true. Actually, because one of the venues I work in, we play music videos, and we do play the Chesney Hawks video, so I'm now going to watch that tonight deliberately when I get and going to see if you're in there, and I'll send you a little tweet saying, yeah, I just saw you.
All right, yeah, it's the original video, not the performance video. It's like a little
it's
Roger Daltrey in it, yeah.
Oh yes, oh I see, I'm watching it. Guys, it's been an absolute honour to speak to you.
And thanks
I didn't expect it at all. I mean, I knew you guys were coming in on the session show, and originally I thought, oh god, who's going to get to interview those guys, and I was so chuffed it was me, so thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
The new single is out officially when?
I think it's... Well, if you go to Republica Official or republicamusic.co.uk, we've got hard copies if people want to, and if they want it signed as well, we'll do that.
Yeah, physical copies, you said?
Physical copies we've got.
Yeah. Yes.
And
we're still doing that,
which is very important to us, and we've got some lots of live gig EPs and stuff, but the new Christiane Robé EP is out.
Yes,
and it's got 8 tracks on it, 4 new ones and 4 remixes.
Which is awesome. Thank you very much again for coming in. Have a look at the website. That's very impressive at the moment.
Thank you.
If you want to go and check them out, just go to the website republicamusic.co.uk. It's all on there. Details of gigs and merchandise as well. I believe is on there as well. I think it's Republica eBay store. You've got a little
tagline.
We're a
cottage industry.
Why not?
We are. Sounds good. Right, once again, thanks a lot for coming in, and have a brilliant rest of the year and hope it all goes well for you, okay?
Thank you so much. Cheers, Phoenix FM.
No problem. Thanks a lot.